I'm Tommy Gimler. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for the Cleveland Browns and their fans, a blocked field goal returned for a Ravens touchdown with no time left did them in on Monday night. We'll try to think of ways it could possibly get even worse than that, Murph.
Well, I'm Barry Murphy, and Kobe Bryant's play on the basketball court this year is equivalent to seeing the inside of Diane Keaton's vagina. Really, really white, but rough.
Rough. So that's the word we're looking for, yeah.
And I am Darth Tishon, and I feel a tremor in the Force, you goofy bastards.
How'd he come up with that shit?
He's always plugging himself.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right. Hey, welcome back, guys. It's been a while since we got together. The last time we got together, we didn't even finish our top 32 assholes.
That's how good that show was.
Yeah, we got through the top 16. We narrowed down from 32 to 16. So we're down to 16. We'll have to revisit that sometime.
Are you going to release the end of it to your VIP members on the website?
Possibly.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Subscription-based only, right?
For four bitcoins. For four bitcoins, you can get that. Tishon, you were victorious tonight. For both of our listeners out there who don't know, Tishon always comes usually comes from a tennis match.
I do, yeah. Yeah, no, it's very exciting. This will be my last match of 2015.
So, and why is that?
I'm off to Asia. I will be Asian Tishon.
They love us over in Laos. Are you going there?
No, I'm not going to Laos.
Does that country exist yet or no? Did the fall of communism bring them down?
I believe they're still around.
Yeah, they love us over in Laos. Well.
You have a great samurai hair thing going too, right?
I'm trying to own it. Yeah. I'm trying to own it.
They won't fuck with you at all, man.
Well, I think I will be. I'm going to be a giant, you know. They're very short over there.
Right.
So at 6 feet tall, I'm not as tall as either of you. But I mean, 6 feet, you're pretty much treated like a god as far as.
I have to say too, I'm very envious of people who can, like, I have a lot of Mexican friends who I play softball with that could be Indian, Arab, anything. Like, you're my whitest friend who could be anything. Like, you really, like, I'm a white guy who could only be Irish or Polish. You know what I mean? Like, you could be a bunch of different things.
That is a compliment.
I agree. I dig that. Yeah, no, you know, 6 feet, but, you know, 6'3" with the top knot. You know, that's how.
What did I tell you about that thing, though? That's how you go bald. Those buns aren't good for you, man.
It's, I know. I haven't been doing it near as much ever since you told me about the story.
Not as tight. Yeah.
And definitely not as tight. I'm afraid to read the article. I'm sure laden with all sorts of really pristine facts.
Yeah. I pushed the envelope there too.
The truth was hidden there.
I just pictured it in 15 years the same way, but your hairline is like 4 inches further back, and it's almost like a skullet.
It's like it's gonna be like the Stevie Wonder effect.
Right.
It keeps going back further.
Yeah, what's with this? What's with the Darth Vader reference? What is this?
You know, I'm just trying to bring a little pop culture to the flavor of the Dudcast this week. You know,
so you didn't get a Darth Vader voiceover or anything.
No, but, you know, I'm really counting on this show to really solidify that for me.
Are you going to go see it in the IMAX in Beijing or anything? No, you're not going there.
Beijing, no.
See,
that's
was a terrible thing I just did. I put Cambodia and Laos with China. It's not even close.
They're not.
That's like when people say we're, like, I'm from the East Coast, and I get, like, really mad because I'm from Chicago. I just did that to China.
Yeah. We'll be in Bangkok. There'll be a couple big cities, Bangkok and Hanoi.
You going to wear the bird flu mask?
I won't be wearing the mask. I will keep the hairdo, but I won't be wearing
the mask.
This
is what you look like in our countries. All you fuckers that come over here, this is what you... Yeah. I look stupid, don't I?
Oh, look, he's tall.
I may wear the sleeves, you know, like they wear in golf, you know, to keep the sun off their arm, just like those...
Those are good.
Yeah, those would be nice.
What you should do is you should cut in lines everywhere you go and just be fucking rude wherever you go over there.
You don't have to go delving into your personal issues on this.
We can stereotype here. Both of our listeners love hating on Asians.
You should totally tell people you're like an extra in Tom Cruise movies, too, because you got the hair and you're going to be tall, like you said. You have that horrible facial hair that you sport.
If they were doing The Last Samurai, too...
Right,
I'm going straight to DVD. They brought me in.
I was the double. Yep.
You and one of the Baldwin brothers.
But Steven was always drunken in his fucking trailer, so it was always me that had to go out and do it.
Baldwin Brothers.
I love a good katana.
Hey, guys, speaking of absolute shit, let's jump right in here to the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Let's talk about old men who look like pure dog shit right now, guys. Kobe Bryant did everyone a favor this week and announced that this will be his last season. He did it in a poem, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing to a shittier career.
It's beautiful.
Well, I mean, he's had a great career, but I'm saying like an even shittier year than what he has now. Like if he goes all in to poetry, I don't think he's going to.
Did it rhyme? Was it like an old school Rose?
I didn't even give him the time. I didn't even give it the time of day. I didn't care.
Think about it. He did have a rap album though, like early in his career.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, when we'll have to go back and get that, and we'll have to pin that up against Ray Lewis's rap album. Yeah. It sounds awful. Shaq actually had a couple of good tunes that when we were younger was like at least you could. What was it? What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
Yeah,
it at least flowed, right? It was.
Does Shannon Sharp have one?
I don't think so. that would be interpretive.
It would be a lot of spit.
He's flying at the microphone.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He's like the Little John of former pro sports rappers.
No idea what he's
we're getting big enough to where I think this time next year we might be able to get with Shannon Sharp's agent and just see if we can have him like karaoke Lose Yourself by Eminem and just see how well that goes
here in your living room. So.
Possibly. <Yeah.
laughs> Like he thinks he's going to the studio or like, no, we do the podcast from right here. You want a scotch?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Shannon.
There will be a microphone, Shannon.
Yeah, we'll get you a microphone. We're going to put some windscreens on it just in case you.
No, actually,
here,
not.
Use this one. This one that we use on the beach.
Yeah, can you stand over there? Yeah, we just, thanks.
Vaguely on this different train of thought, Kobe with his rap album. So Iverson also had a rap album. They were both in the same draft, and Iverson was picked one to Philly. And I think that there's been some soreness on Kobe's part, like throughout history. I think he's always tried to be like, I should have been. Should have been drafted higher, and I should, you know, I need a rap album, and I should be have been in Philadelphia, and I think he's always had a little jealousy in that, like it was always the he and Shaq rivalry that was talked about, but I think there was a little something between he and Iverson, and I think he really enjoys the fact that his career was longer, and ultimately, you know, obviously he won many many more championships and everything, but I think he always harbored a little something versus the real number one pick in that draft.
Well, that's great. That actually has absolutely nothing to do with our question here in the first one. But it's still good commentary. That's
you know, he does that once in a while. I really thought he was going to go somewhere with that.
I know.
I did. I thought he was going to tie it.
I didn't have Tim Herlihy from
Darth Vader somehow
from Billy Madison queued up. I'll make sure I go back and edit the "All of Us Are Now Dumber" for for listening to that. But all right, guys. So maybe it's just me, but I honestly think like his decline is one of the saddest declines that I've ever seen. There have been a lot of sad declines, but it's probably one of the saddest things I've seen in sports. And then as I'm getting a syllabus ready, I'm like, God, we're actually going through a lot of greats, a lot of some of the best who have ever played the game going through sad declines. So I brought up Peyton Manning and I brought up Tiger Woods. So I'll lay all three of those on a table, and you guys tell me which one is having the saddest decline.
I don't think Tiger's in the same category as those guys because – it's a different game, and he can still be good I don't think he will be, and I hope he's not, but like he can still be good. Father Time will give you a few extra years with golf, I still feel like. He's still going to, like, you know, look at Tom Watson. I know it's rare, but one of those guys will just, they'll come out after on Saturday, and somehow he'll be in the lead when he's 53 years old on something, you know
right.
what I mean?
Well, it's like they're saying, you know, like Nicholas Wynn is fine, like it's an all-time, you know, talked about golf story of Nicholas winning his final Masters at 46. So that you can still squeak out a few big wins, I guess. You know, Tiger Woods, we're talking about some all-time great players here in their respective sports, but Tiger Woods was beyond dominant, you know. And so it is kind of a weird thing to see that he is, you know, all of us who do golf and hit many terrible shots in a round, like you're like, God damn, Tiger hit some shit like
that. Yeah, there was that one tournament where he shot like an 80 something in the round. I was like, wow, I may have had a shot against him today. If I give my best round, I might have a shot. So in the last 2 years, he's gone 18 events, and he's only made 11 cuts. He's had one top 10 and four top 25s.
And think about it. At his height, he was versus the field. It was him versus the field.
Like 3-1.
In betting. Well, it was usually even money.
That's unbelievable.
Like of him winning the tournament versus the other 124 guys playing. Mm-hmm. Like that's amazing. So I mean, it's hard to put him in the same. It's such a different sport too, right? Like once, yeah, right. In basketball or football, once you go, you're not really bouncing back and finding those few special moments in the latter part.
Go ahead. Another interesting thing about golf fans is they're way more forgiving. You know what I mean? Like Tiger, for all the dumb shit he's done and for his snobbiness and all that, they still love him. And mm-hmm. I understand how the players still love him because the amount of money he's made for them. But the right. fans, I mean, Joe, 55-year-old white guy, loves him. Just I'm just like, I don't get it.
It's a very American thing. Like, do you think over in Asia?
Oh, I bet he's more popular.
Yeah. Really? So you think like in Asia people are as forgiving? I don't think so. I bet you in other cultures, like you go over there and you mess up like that. Good riddance.
Not the way he messed up. They have like, I mean, everyone else hates women in the world. So I mean,
it'd be fine. So but if he fucked a cow. If he fucked the Indians,
that's a sacred beast.
It is.
I don't think they look at our rules. Like I think they laugh at our rules when it comes to like, oh, he got suspended for beating. That's like, man, I don't bad accent, but I wasn't sure which country to go with. Anyway, but like, I don't think their rules are as tough. I really do think there's something to be said for what you just said about them laughing at. These guys getting suspended for the stuff they get suspended for. It's so sensitive now.
Yeah. If he was in Belarus, I think he'd be fine. They'd still applaud him. But I think Americans are very forgiving. You always see that. And I honestly think that's why SportsCenter does so well is they, whenever these guys fuck up, like it's the number one story and they beat it into the ground, almost setting him up for that glory, for that comeback, everything. Like, okay, you are now down at the lowest point. Like they're doing it with Manziel right now, but he was never even on the top, right? And they just keep talking about him, and they almost like it's the true American story. You were here, now you're here, now let's see the rise,
right?
You're right in that.
Yeah,
that
because
goal.
What for the next 10 years, if Tiger Woods is remotely in something, I as much as I hate the guy, I'm gonna watch it, and I don't even like him. So can you imagine all the other, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I still count myself as a fan.
No, right. But you're closer to the golf fandom than I would be.
You know, but one thing, to another take on the point you're making too, though, is, you know, as far as either the forgiveness or just the general, I don't know, sort of exceptions due to the longevity of the careers is, like, if you're a fan of a team, and your favorite or best players start shitting the bed, you're ready for them to move on. You're like, all
but
right,
not
you're
not
like,
the Lakers. You were saying that the Lakers fans, love him. Like they don't care. Like until this year,
he's he's been good because last with the injuries in the last year and a half, you haven't even got to see him play. It's almost like he gets a bye. Yeah. It's like let's say Peyton Manning before those last two games he had. Right. Let's say he would have got hurt before then. Fans would still be like, oh, pain. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It just seems that Kobe's fallen so hard. So, like, his last healthy year, he actually shot, His last healthy year was he shot over 50% from the field, believe it or not, 0.504. Then in the injury seasons, 0.445, then 41%. And right now he's shooting less than 35%. The way he's missing, it's like it really is the equivalent of when you watch Peyton Manning. Nothing about Peyton Manning last year before he got hurt, when he had the quad injury, like the last couple of games you could see like something's not there. Yeah. But he still ended up with what, like 39 touchdowns last year, 15 interceptions?
Still had mad crazy stats, yeah.
Right, so yeah, 39 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. This year it's 9-17.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's not like a fluky or all these tremendous defensive plays are being made. Like he just looks bad out there.
Yeah. It's like if you compare this to Hollywood actresses, it's like Kathleen Turner starring the Jewel of the Nile when she was hot, and all of a sudden stepped out like the next year and looks like exactly what she does in Dumb and Dumber 2. where they keep making like jokes that, hey, you're a dude, right? And it's like that's gradually happened over time,
that's,
over like 20, 30 years.
That's the one that came to mind for you.
Yeah, you're, right. I'm stretching on that one.
But it's like, come up with another Hollywood actress.
Did you rub your first one out to Kathleen Turner?
I like
Romancing
her,
the Stone?
Yeah,
is she that?
Good.
There's like five Kathleen Turners. I don't know which one's which, but one was in all the Romancing the Stones.
Right.
Is that Kathleen Turner?
That's the one. Jewel of the Nile, yeah.
I think it was probably Danny DeVito.
Who was in Stakeout 2? She's kind of like a Kathleen Turner, too.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, the blonde.
Rosie was.
No, the blonde, dude. In the opening scene, that she's like in witness protection, and the house blows up. You know what I'm talking about? She's another one.
Do,
like,
but I don't remember.
There's a lot of Kathleen Turners. Like, if we did a Factor Fudge one night with Kathleen Turner, we would screw up. Like,
is this a Kathleen Turner movie or not? Yeah. But like, think about like a Hollywood actress that just got so bloated and so just ridiculous over time, and it's just like that took 20 or 30 years to happen.
Maybe,
this is happening to these guys like
how about maybe
overnight.
Kirstie Alley, I think that.
That was a pretty good one.
Like, she was actually. She was hot. She was actually in Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan. Looked good.
Really?
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what, though?
She was a Vulcan.
She was. But she also has the American Tiger Woods comeback story. She always put on the weight. Dropped the weight. She dropped the weight. Look. She put it back. She's done it like five times.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask my wife. Kate, you're up on the Hollywood. What is name an actress who used to be super hot, but now she's just repulsive? Or a dude. Like, who used to be a good-looking dude to you? You were like, oh, my God, I'm going to flick my bean to that. And then now you're like, ugh.
Like, Kate, what's your favorite, like, action, like, movie, like a Bruce Willis sort of guy who was, like, manly, and now he's, you know. Like, who's a guy like that who, like, when you were 15, 20 years old, you're like, oh, look at this guy.
How about Zach from Saved by the
Bell?
Mark
is he aged
John
well?
Gosselaar or whatever his
name is. You got a little Mario Lopez in
is that
you?
His name?
No. Mark Paul got.
I think.
Paul.
I think.
Yeah. Actually, in high school, was in love with Sean Connery, so that totally goes against. Right.
And he probably, like, there are a lot of people who would say that he became a better looking man the older that he got.
Right.
Yeah.
She's been into older dudes. But that probably came with her, like, swimming naked with her dad.
Does she make you put, like, a beard and a sweater on, pretend you're a professor and stuff?
Is
my report card due?
I'm not doing this unless you put your pipe in. I don't have a pipe.
Do I have to
get
after
a pipe.
School?
Get a pipe.
It's going to be in your stocking.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be racking my brain the whole time. We're going to come back to this with the actress.
Oh, this is going to be good. This Kathleen Turner thing is never going
to do. All right, so we have to move on. But all right, so who would you say is the saddest? I agree that Tiger Woods still, you can't qualify him as sad yet because he might still have a couple of years. Otherwise, is it Peyton Manning or Kobe Bryant? Who's having the sadder fall from grace?
I think they're equal because they both happen really fast. Well, and they're both going to retire this year.
I mean, Kobe's had two. Well, mind you, of course, Peyton actually did have like crazy ass neck surgery,
but came back.
But he did, and then he was really good again.
Yeah, but that
was awesome.
Some serious surgery, so you sort of have to give him extra credit for that.
Yeah,
a little bit. Like to suddenly he broke all the offensive records, you know, at the position. So it's hard to say. I mean, of course, Kobe has more. You know, more championship rings. So it's a strange toss. But what's interesting is, as you're pointing out here, like it's a weird end of an era for a lot of like leading players.
Not A-Rod. He's got 3 years left on that deal.
He's not going anywhere.
Do you think Peyton Manning's sitting back like with this Kobe Bryant thing and he's like singing his little song, like, I'm not going anywhere. Like he's not retired. What about the other guys? What about the forgotten guys?
Like what about
like Arvydas Sabonis and Rick Fox? Those guys didn't do farewell tours.
No.
Robert Horry won 8 rings.
Yeah.
Who really started? Wasn't it Chipper Jones who started the farewell tour?
I think it was,
like they were giving him gifts and stuff like that.
That was
like,
in the modern
Jones?
Age, but I think it was Lou Gehrig when. I really do.
There you go, buddy.
I think it was, but it was like on accident. It was like,
give him anything that's going to blossom 5 years from now. All right, don't
they were like, he's
in.
Retiring, and he was like, no, he's dying in 2 months. Like it was like really quick tour.
They were really giving him shit.
I think he's the first. Like I think he's the first tour. I really do.
Yeah, and if you haven't done so, make sure you guys go back and check out Norm MacDonald on Saturday Night Live doing Lou Gehrig. Did you ever see that? Like after he did his monologue, he comes back. It's the first thing that come up, and he was like. I was being sarcastic. The fact that I have a disease that is so rare, they're naming it after me. I'm probably pretty much the unluckiest guy on the face of the earth.
That was a funny bit. Do you think Derrick Rose should be on one of these tours right now?
I would love it if he was.
Like, I just I,
I feel like we can fleece a team for a draft pick for Rose. Like, I can see the Bulls making a horrible deal for Joe Johnson.
You know, go to whoever Michael Jordan is in charge of. So, obviously, it's
the Hornets.
It's the Hornets now, right?
Who are really good.
And I think you could probably, you could definitely make a trade with Jordan. Because
don't start talking about Jordan. All right? You're talking about
Jordan, the
league MVP in his farewell tour.
Well, I'm, this is not a comparison to him playing.
And
that's
he came
for
back
sure.
At 43.
Well, we just we basically, guys. So what we did anyway. Is we just took 20 minutes. We talked about who's having the biggest fall from grace, and we've come up with neither. They're both having an embarrassing.
Well, what
fall
if we
from
have
grace.
To pick one? Like, does the everyone pick one? Everyone say it at the same time.
Based on right now or at the end of this season? Because they're both in the.
I would say like right now. I would say it's Kobe.
I think it's Kobe because I think Peyton Manning is not done. Peyton Manning will play again this year.
Peyton Manning will play again, and yeah, and Kobe's. He's done with meaningful basketball now.
Mm-hmm. And he's on a horrible team.
Yeah, there's a bad team. Like, he's got nothing.
Peyton's on a good team.
He's got
if Peyton's on the Titans, he was not suiting up.
Right. And I'll add that it's not just that that Kobe Bryant, like, sure, you're watching, like, how weak Peyton Manning's arm is as he's throwing. Like, it's just he's lost a lot of power there, and that's going to come with the age. But it's not like Kobe Bryant's driving to the rack. Like, he's just driving to the rim, yeah. And then he's like, missing dunks and stuff like that. Like, he's airballing yeah, shots, that's
bad. That's
yeah.
A good point.
All right. Well, speaking of piss poor guys, let's move on here. Let's talk about it doesn't get any worse than this, really, if you think about it. The Cleveland Browns, believe it or not, on the verge of kicking a game-winning field goal against the franchise that dicked over the city by moving to Baltimore in 1995, fans had to be thinking the worst that would possibly happen was overtime if kicker Travis Coons missed the potential game-winning field goal last night, Monday night. Instead, it was blocked and returned the other way for a Ravens touchdown. So think about it. At this point, how could it possibly get any worse for the Cleveland Browns and their fans?
I'm waiting to hear how you weave Kathleen Turner into this particular topic.
She might be.
I'll
from
cover
Cleveland.
Her up. I could see that. She might be a tranny. That's a deep voice.
It was husky. It was husky. I think that's how they called it. They didn't.
But back when you're like 30 and hot, it works.
Right. Kathleen Turner becomes the coach.
When you're right. At Harbor Room, it's right. Not quite as cute.
Please welcome your new Cleveland Browns cheerleader, Kathleen Turner. Right. What the fuck?
Oh my god! Well,
we were saying like last night, and I thought that this was funny that like if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, this is how bad it's gotten to where as Travis Coons is getting ready and they're getting ready to like kick this field goal, as a Cleveland Browns fan. In your mind, you're just used to saying, okay, what is the worst that can possibly happen at this point?
That's good.
You know, there's other franchises in baseball and football and basketball that are like that, where you're like, oh, my God, all right, let's see how we're going to lose this one. But you're thinking like, okay, what's the worst that's going to happen? And blocking that field goal and running it all the way back for a touchdown probably wasn't on the list.
It seemed impossible to believe that that's
And just to rub it in a little more, the guy stepped out of bounds and no one saw it. Just to rub it, just to get that knife in there a little further.
Well, you know, all right. So, as a what do you think? As a Cubs fan, is there anything that parallels futility?
Like, yeah, I think. Yeah.
What kind of a moment would that be?
Well, of course, the obvious Bartman sort of thing. But like, even like to a real fan, like the 2007-08 playoffs are very similar because you had. Well, see, here's the difference, though. You actually the Cubs had good teams. They were actually.
And I like Lou Piniella as a coach.
There's got to be better. I mean, I know we weren't planning on going this direction, but when you think in all sports, I mean, there's franchises. I mean, the Browns are up there though, in all sports.
But because it's the way that they're losing the games too. Like it's not only this. Right, like remember, they were going to beat the Chargers earlier this year, but they jumped off, or they were going to go into overtime. But they jumped off sides and it moved the ball 5 yards closer, and the Chargers were able to kick a game-winning field goal.
I think it actually makes it worse that the game was more or less meaningless, right? Like both teams are terrible. I mean, they're they're division rivals and such. But I mean, it really didn't mean that much for either. It was really just about pride. And it felt like, we got our third string quarterback has made like this, you know, these great plays in the end of the game. It turned into an exciting game if anyone bothered to turn it on. And you're like, oh, all right, they're setting up just as you framed it there. It's like, all right, well, worst they can do is maybe like kind of spoil it in overtime.
But we definitely had the momentum.
Yeah,
we're going
good.
But I'll lay this on you guys. Like, actually, like if you think about it, given the fact that the Browns were 2-8 going into the game. Like, they're obviously out of it already. The Ravens are out of it. Like, who actually benefited from losing that game? Like, sure, it's heartbreaking as a Browns fan to watch you lose that game, but you are now in position to have the number one overall draft pick of that.
But you have to figure, as a Browns fan, you're going to fuck it up. Like, it's just, it's sort of like, it's a little bit like the Jets. Like, if you're, you know, if you've lived in New York, you're from New York, like, it is an amazing bunch of buffoonery that they've gone through over their many years since, you know, since their victory with Big Broadway Joe, right? Like, and that's a fucking long time ago. Him in his sweet coat is a long time ago.
And, well, I mean, and if you look at it like the Browns too, like that's what's so disappointing about the Browns is, like, even just the coach on their sideline, Mike Pettine, like, you just know that you're being outcoached every single game. He was like their fifth or sixth choice. No one wanted to come there and coach. Yeah. So you know that whoever's on the other sideline is a much better coach. Right. And in probably in the front office, it's the same way. The owner is a Steelers fan. Right? He's the guy who owns, like, all the TAs across the country. But he was, you know, came up in the Steelers organization. He was a minority owner there. And then when the Browns became available, he was like, yeah, I'll go buy the Browns. So he's probably a bigger Steelers fan than he is a Browns fan. And just from the top to bottom, that whole organization is awful. And I would say the only good news for Browns fans is that everybody's talking about the Browns.
Right.
Like, this is the only way that people are talking about the Browns. Mm. You actually could turn on SportsCenter and get news about the Browns because they're so bad and everything is so fucked up.
They've reached new lows. Like, you'd think, oh, they're just general shittiness. It's just not even worth mentioning. But they've managed to achieve a new level of low. So it's like, wow, that is uncommonly low.
Yeah, you probably had to go to the Cleveland Plain Dealers website or something to get any kind of video or any kind of sports talk on Cleveland sports. And here's another point I want to make about, like, the Browns are so bad, the Indians, like, honestly, LeBron James coming back to Cleveland may have saved lives in that town. I honestly think so. Like, think about it. The Indians are so bad. The Browns are even worse. Like, imagine if the Cavaliers were still without LeBron. We saw what that was. They were terrible. They were always getting the number one pick. They were always, you know, one of the worst three or four teams. So imagine if they didn't have the Cavaliers to root for. Like, he should almost be Jesus in that town. You could classify him as, right? Because without them, they'd be ODing on heroin even more.
I think
it gives him hope.
I think that, and I may have mentioned this on the show for all you listeners, you want to go back and maybe listen to some archival versions of the
Or give them your phone number. They can just text you.
Sure. At the end of the show. End of the show. Just send me your thoughts. But I think LeBron James should actually play for the Browns. I think he should.
That would be unbelievable.
Just once.
Just 1 year.
Yeah.
And he plays like either tight end or, like, you know, big wide receiver or something.
And Gary Barnett should play power forward for the Cavs. And the same day.
A little switcheroo.
Right.
You know, there's still people in that town too, like, hey kids, we got great news. We've got from the Cleveland Browns, we've got Gary Barnage coming today, and they're like, who? Yeah.
He's second in the NFL in tight end catches.
Yeah, but I think he played at the U, and he probably
he did. He went to the U.
I think he went to the U. No. I think he got mad pussy.
The U of Akron? Which U?
He went to
the other Miami.
Miami of Ohio.
You're a 6'7", 260-pound tight end. Yeah, you're crushing it. It's one of the best jobs in sports. No one knows you. I think Travis Kelce's having a tough time. Like,
if he went to the U, he was doing every other player's homework for him, man. That's for sure. All right. Hey,
if Gronk wasn't gay, he would be he would just be killing it. You know, I admire him for coming out like he did.
Speaking of pure dog shit, guys, let's chat about the current state of NFL officiating. Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, and other players and coaches are fed up with officiating errors in the game this year. And more importantly, so am I. Arians went as far to say that Sunday's crew in San Francisco was FUBAR. And Pete Morelli's crew seems to be the one struggling the most. And they've actually been demoted from working this Sunday night's game between the Colts and Steelers. And that demotion, you guessed it, the Patriots and Eagles. So it's not like, hey, you're demoted. Like, you're no longer doing that game. You guys take a break. We've got other guys. Like, no. We're just going to bring you over to another game. So,
what does that also say about the NFL? Like, this game means less than that game.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Well, I just think, like, obviously, because I don't know if the Eagles-Patriots is going to be Fox's national game of the week. because the Eagles are the road team, right?
Huge so markets. Yeah, you'd think.
So, yeah, you'd think that'd be the national game. But if it's not, then you got to think that more people are going to be watching that Sunday night game. And you probably, if they're going to keep making errors like that, like Morelli's crew was the one that was in charge of the whole Jaguars-Ravens fiasco. They were the one in charge of the Monday night game where the Chargers and the Steelers were playing. And the kickoff that went through the back of the end zone, all of a sudden, like 20 seconds mysteriously rattled off the clock and nobody caught it.
I really think there are far too many examples to even cite. Like it's just right. Like it's just such a litany of like every game. They're just you just it's kind of amazing. You've become I don't know. I guess I was feeling a little like unexpectedly just feeling a little bit like that earlier in the show here where I was like, well, yeah, that's just sort of the way it goes. You know, there's just a balance of this shit call and we'll try and do a little bit more of this shit call. And they may not even be in the same game. They're like, we're still balancing it out league wide. You know, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, and like in the Bills game, at the end of the Bills-Patriots, the Monday night game, not this past Monday, the Monday before, you have the one guy on the sideline who like said the clock, you know, hey, keep going. He's like, can't let the clock keep going because it's the college rule that he like gave himself up. That's not the rule in the NFL. So the guy's making a play based on rules of college football, not NFL football.
I feel like the you know, and they have the new double check, you know, ad where the you know the refs fake their little okay, you're gonna do the little bobble the hand sign and
you've got a headache over there. No, that looks like a migraine. Yeah,
like, it's a little too true to form nowadays.
It is.
Like
they does the crazy retarded red haired guy pop out at the end and yell, "Hey, Rogers!" Yeah. In the
not in that one.
But I'm just I'm Googling Pete Morelli here, and Joe Montana has got to be really excited about the future potential of a conspiracy.
The Pete Morelli story?
Yeah, I mean, he is a carbon copy of this Joker.
Oh, and a little fact check we just did. Gary Barnage was actually crushing pussy, or maybe he was actually dancing for the recruits at Louisville. He went to Louisville.
What made you say that you...
I could have sworn I overheard it at some point, okay. But you know, I was wrong, and so that's why I'm willing to come clean. Louisville,
all right,
dancing for the recruits for Patino's new young players on the basketball team.
What about Kelly Clarkson?
Dancing for the players, for the Louisville players?
No. As dancing like a girl, but like
just how comfortable she is being fat.
No, I'm saying like so to where like going back to like the Kobe Bryant and Peyton Manning thing. Like, yeah,
she's not going down.
What, Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
No, but like just how she's ballooned. Like she was
what
never.
What does that have to do with Kobe Bryant?
Well, no, the whole, I'm trying to come back and get a better like metaphor here.
That's
a better
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, go
a
back
better
to
example.
Kathleen Turner.
What, that was better than Kelly Clarkson?
No, like I'll go with, I like the Clarkson. It's
because,
little,
you know, she was never really that hot,
well.
But now she's like, I think she's bigger than Aretha Franklin, man. She's fucking huge.
She should do one of those comfortable my own skin soap commercials, because she is.
Or maybe
she is very
bashful.
Comfortable.
No, she's, or no. Maybe like a jeans commercial with right. Like Favre. And
these used to fit. Now I shop.
So do we have
she
any?
She wears Wrangler now.
Do we have any solution? Is there any solution out there for the refs?
I mean,
or it's just people are just going to just keep dealing with it, right? Like I feel like the NFL though is with Roger Goodell is just they're in that whole Skip Bayless form of like what is entertainment, and they're like, you know what? People are talking about the games after the games are done. They're news stories, so it's great. Let it roll. It's good for ratings. Like, because now people are going to watch and say, well, how are the officials going to fuck it up this week?
Well, if it's not conspiracy, you know, if it's a little lighter on that than you'd like to believe, you know, I think there's something to be said that there's a little too much reliance on instant replay. Like, I think, like, mm-hmm. They just don't even, well, it doesn't really matter what we'll call. We'll just go look at it in the booth for 10 minutes and...
Yeah, it is a little out of control. I mean, you can essentially replay every play except the plays that you think should get replayed.
Right. You're like, why is this the
why
one
Why can't
play
we look at that again?
That we can't look at this.
In Kate's point of view, Val Kilmer.
Oh, that's her.
That
could have
been
Turner?
Her example. Yeah,
still working
like,
on that, are you?
Oh, yeah, we'll get a good one.
Did she just text you from the bed?
No, I'm looking at pictures. Remember when he went from Top Gun, Val Kilmer, to like, what was his name? Cunt? In MacGruber.
MacGruber. Oh, MacGruber.
Right. Yeah, he was also Jim MacGruber. Morrison. He was.
Yeah, but he played skinny Jim Morrison.
Except in the end, maybe that was the beginning of the transformation because he played you know fatter Jim Morrison at the end of the movie. So maybe that was part of it. He's just like, I kind of like this.
Or maybe you thought he was in line to play the Marlon Brando story. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think he's going to have a Tiger Woods comeback at some point, though.
I think he would. You know what he's had? Like
America's
had,
sweetheart, Val Kilmer.
He's actually had some kind of crazy throat cancer.
I believe that.
And he's been able to actually keep it underground, you know, no TMZ shit about it. So he is.
That's probably going
to
help him lose weight, too.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah, he'll make a comeback then.
Or he's been drinking a lot of milkshakes and maybe not working it off. But I don't know. But I hope so.
Back to the referees, though. I no, I have a serious point. The conspiracy theory thing is hilarious, and you know how I feel about it. It still doesn't ruin football for me. At 9:30, when I sit on the couch and open up 12 different devices to look at random gambling, mm-hmm. I still don't think anything about officials. And that could be because the Bears are bad, and then maybe if it affected me. Like, if I'm a Patriots fan, the Gronk thing,
mm-hmm.
thank God I'm not a Patriots fan. But, no, I would, yeah, like, you know, I think, but I don't know. It still doesn't ruin football for me. I still.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Speaking of Boobar guys, let's move on here. Let's talk about
too serious, I think.
Well, I was hoping somebody would jump in and say, you know.
No, it's all right. We'll take it. That's why this is a good mix right here. Good mix. We're crazy. He's serious. It's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pile.
The pile.
Barry Murphy, first up here in the pile. It really hasn't been a very – it really was not a very busy November. It really wasn't. So we had to dig deep here. First on the list, former Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall was arrested following an incident at a Kansas casino in which he threatened and assaulted law enforcement officials.
There's some basic things here that you didn't mention here. My client, who was promised a lot by the Dallas Cowboys this year.
It takes a lot to get cut from that team.
Yeah, Jerry Jones took him to a brothel and he said, look, you're going to be our starting running back. He laid it out for him. He goes, we're going to have to do this three-headed monster thing just to pretend like we have a lot of fun. But you're our guy. He promised them a lot of things, and he said, do me a favor. If you're ever going to assault a law officer, you know, do it in another state. And Joseph did. Joseph didn't do it in Texas. He went to Kansas, just like Jerry asked. And I think this is a misdemeanor at best.
I can't believe – I didn't even know there was a casino in Kansas, much less, like, casinos. Now, it started at a blackjack table, so he must have been getting his ass kicked.
We've all been there, Judge. We've all been there.
I believe this was a riverboat casino as well.
No, yeah. Joseph doesn't like water. He gets seasick.
Do you think he's back on the team? Because he did listen because to the
he did,
owner.
Because he got arrested while he wasn't. Yeah,
well, I hope he's still getting paid because my retainer is no joke.
Let's bring him in. We got to get this guy on our team. Jerry, you had him on the team a couple weeks ago.
That's for all you political fans, too. That was a little Ross Perot-y of you.
Let's bring him in.
There's a name.
We threaten officials. I mean.
All the facts of the case have been presented, I think.
I have slides if you want to.
I think he should have to go back and play for the Cowboys.
And that's his sentence.
More, there we go. You must.
The fabulous T-Shawn has
keep
ruled.
Getting them checks.
Yep. Yeah, I think he should have to play because I think that's a team that's looking pretty rough right now.
All right, well, moving on here in the pile, that's a fair ruling, I believe. Very fair and honorable judge. Yeah. Moving on here in the pile, I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's last name. It's Preston.
He's French.
Guiri?
Guiri? Guiri. It's French.
G-U-I-L-A. Guillory? I don't think so. I think it's Guiri. TCU pitcher arrested after punching both a man and a woman on a party bus. That's one hell of a party right there.
So, again, another time where all the facts aren't listed. Preston was driving the bus, actually. He was sober.
That's a big wheel, Your Honor.
And what happened
was a big wheel.
The woman came up to him and was making fun of his name for being French. And he said, please sit down, ma'am, like multiple times. It's all on someone's iPhone, I believe. And then she threatened to punch him, and he said, I'm not going to punch you, but I'll punch him. And she punched the guy, you know, that he was with as a statement of, I'm not going to hurt women. I think, if anything, little kids should learn from this. You know,
I'm still stuck on his name. Preston Guillory, do we think?
It's Guya.
Guillory.
Guillory, right? And if you put two L's together, right?
Watch me.
My ruling on this, I really feel that the party bus – is kind of like, well, not unlike what I just mentioned with the floating casinos. It's kind of like being on international water. And so it's kind of free reign in a party bus. You can do whatever you need to, whether that's fighting or drugs or what have you. And so I don't think that's really my jurisdiction.
Okay.
So
dismissed.
A continuance.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can continue. I think it's a dismissal.
And I think for the record, that's like the fourth TCU baseball player.
Golly,
to get fucking arrested this year. That's crazy.
They're just looking for some attention, you know. The football team's been good for the last couple of years, so they're just trying to get a little press.
All right, moving on here in the world of arrested baseball players. Well, at least this one's a former baseball player. Russell Branyon, he played for the Brewers 1 year, and I think he still owns the record, or someone may have beaten it this year, for the longest home run ever hit at Miller Park.
He does, Your Honor.
guess how many teams this guy played for? Russell Branyon.
11.
11? Was it on there?
No.
No, it is. It's correct. 11 different teams. That's damn near half the league.
Everybody wanted him.
Judge.
So the former MLB player Russell Branyon arrested for aggravated burglary after he broke into his ex-wife's house and stole a few things and then turned the thermostat all the way down so he could make the house as cold as possible on his way out.
Little touch of class.
That's like a Wet Bandits move there from the guys in Home Alone. That's a total Wet Bandits move.
So here's another case where I would like the word stole stricken from the record.
Objection.
Russell's ex-wife, Mindy, who works at Hooters, the stuff was his in the first place. He was taking it back, and this whole turning the thermostat up, again, this is something that kids should think about, because did he kill her Sharpay? Did he poop on her bed? No, he didn't do any of those things. He turned the thermostat up. You know what she did when she got home? She turned it down.
I believe it was down. Turned it down.
Turned it all the way down.
Yeah,
so
and then
it was cold.
She turned it up. What you know? You do the math.
I think he just wanted the room to be as cold as her heart.
Exactly. Ooh,
ruthless bitch.
Exactly.
I don't even know what role you play in these proceedings here with this yelling.
You don't. You're the athlete's best friend here.
I actually think he was trying to save her some money by turning down the thermostat. Oh. Clearly, she was using too much heat, and. He was probably paying for the house.
He was definitely paying for the house.
And he was re-borrowing things.
And it's not like Russell Branyon has a lot of money either. You know, right. It seems when you play for 11 teams, it's usually like you're playing for the league minimum, exactly. Especially right. The last
That's
six.
True. And he's like, I got the longest home run in Miller Park. And they're like, it's like minor leagues. We don't even know. Like, what is that?
I mean, you can set up a table at the back of the shoe carnival if you want to sign some autographs. Right. You can. It's all right. We're not going to charge you, but... the next time, maybe somebody give us a call.
I feel like his fate's kind of shitty right now anyway. So what's one of my favorites I like to dole out? Nah, we'll have him pick up some garbage at the side of the freeway.
All right. That's a good one. All right.
We'll take it.
He'll probably steal it. Moving on here. Final one up. Final guy here in the pile. Julian Jones, University of Illinois linebacker, arrested for an unwanted fingering, believe it or not. That's... very rare, especially on a college campus. Chicks love getting fingered on college campuses. I know from experience, dude.
Yeah.
Murph, defend your fingerer.
Well, here's the hard part about this, Your Honor. What really is, and you got to look yourself in the mirror, what really is unwanted fingering? You know what I mean? According to Statute 27B12, it still hasn't been defined. And the truth of it is, there's a time limit when it's unwanted, but then it's wanted.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the thing most women will admit. I have a few character witnesses I can bring up. One is sleeping in the room. Wait, I don't want to wake her up. But I had conversations with her where for the first 3 to 9 seconds, she's like, I'm not into it. And then the juice comes and she's into it.
What if he just had like really gross hands? Like, what if he's a really nice guy? Like, maybe she just really like zoned in on
issue.
His hands.
I knew Julian as a young man, and he was... probably a little too much a fan of the Doritos. And so he was known to have fairly gross hands. And his fingers were not savory at all.
They're like
and
Dr. So, J fingers, you know, like corkscrews. Like so, that's uncomfortable.
Judge, though, and hitting on what you're saying right now, you have to give him credit for taking your advice. He went from he went from unwanted butt fucking to unwanted fingering.
He's learning. Turned a corner.
He's
well, that's a big corner
he's
to
trying
turn.
To learn. I appreciate that. I like the effort. I think I'm going to, based on this, I think 2 years working in a nail salon, and he'll learn some hygiene.
Oh, that's why you listen to the Daily Upper Decker Dudcast every single week. Check us out at dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck, and of course now on Vine. He's turned a corner from unwanted butt fucking to unwanted fingering. That's a big leap.
Everyone has to learn that.
It's a big leap. All right. Guys, it's time for everybody's segment here. It's the final segment on today's Dudcast. It's time for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
All right, guys. I don't know if you guys read this. You guys are both up on Hollywood, right? You guys are both up on the biz. So yeah. Our boy Leonardo DiCaprio has a new one coming out, new movie coming out called The Revenant. It's a big wild movie. You
it's
know,
called it's, The Revenant.
The Revenant. Have you seen?
Is it really called The Revenant?
It's a Mexican director. He's not quite sure.
Oh, the dude who won for Birdman.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Alejandro del Toro.
Correct. Yes.
So he's got a new movie coming out, and according to The Independent, yes. Leo DiCaprio gets raped by a bear twice in the movie. Mm. Twice.
No stuff to film.
Not once, but twice. So it's the same thing. It's two thrusts. It's not like you just see one thrust on the bear, but apparently early screenings, the people are coming out and they're like, he gets raped by a bear. So he's really going the extra mile for the Oscar this time around.
Yeah, the coverage was very difficult on these shots. Very difficult.
Did he like set a limit? Like, you know, all right, I'll do the scene, but three takes tops. You get it in three takes and that's it.
He really gets raped by a bear.
Twice. Couple thrusts in there. All right, here we go. So,
what?
He gets raped by a bear.
Pretty man. I mean,
are you sure it's not some unwanted finger?
An unwanted clawing for the bear.
Needs some time in the
that would be
salon.
Unwanting. That
Did
would
you call it the Reverent.
It's the Reverent.
Is what it's
the
called.
The Revenant.
Oh, the Revenant.
Yes.
The Revenant. Isn't that what I said the first time or no?
I think you did, but
now he's got me saying shit. Yeah, I got thrown off by that unwanted butt fucking to the unwanted fingering defense. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming. Mm. All right, here we go, guys. So today's Fact or Fudge question is this the name of a broad who also tagged Leo along with the bear? That would be the fact not.
That's how you're tying this.
Right. Thing. Okay. So, yeah, is this the name of a girl who Leo got tagged or a girl that tagged Leo or Leo tagged, right? You would say that. Is this a girl who had sex with Leonardo DiCaprio or not?
Yeah,
right,
so he's not a tagger. Like I don't think he tags.
He probably leaves a gift basket like Jeter. He's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. All right, so who's the champion here? Is it still you?
Oh, it's always me.
I don't think I've ever won. Yeah.
Really?
Actually. No, Gary dominates me.
Gary,
he's 4-0 against me.
This is not an unwanted buck fudge situation.
This is just fact or fudge. Here we go. There's some fudge about it.
He's an eye contact.
All right, here we go,
gentleman.
T-Shawn. You are up first then. Is this the name of a girl Leonardo DiCaprio had sex with or not?
Okay.
Number one, Tom Brady's girlfriend, Gisele Bündchen.
Oh, he tagged her. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Back before Brady, Leo got there first.
Yeah,
so that is correct. That's
good
looking. That's good.
No, she's always no. She's
amazing.
She's still hot as shit. I know. I'm just talking shit.
All right, Murph. Tough start. T-Shawn's up 1-0. Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is this the name of a broad who Leonardo DiCaprio had sex with or not?
Where would he have banged? I'm gonna say she came from. Oh, no, she did not come from, like, a Hollywood family. He might have banged her. I think you want to bang her, so I'm going to say no.
I would nail Blake Lively. Pretty much every girl on this list, I would nail. And Blake Lively got tagged by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is Kathleen Turner on the list?
I'll put her on there. Yeah. All right, so that's a big zero for Murph right there.
I was wrong?
You were wrong, yeah. T-Shawn, is this the name of a woman who got tagged by Leonardo DiCaprio or not? Elizabeth Shue.
No.
That is correct. No, Elizabeth Shue never was in a relationship.
It's a sort of a weird age gap there. Not that her biggest time, he was still.
He's into still, like the models, like the younger ones.
He was eating Gilbert Grape and stuff.
I want you to be Gilbert Grape. All right, Murph. I remember both of you guys have your pullout still available here.
Oh, yeah.
Erin Heatherton.
Mm. What is she an actor? What is she?
She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Okay.
Erin Heatherton.
There's only one answer here.
Yeah, I mean, based on that. She ever done a cover? Because I know Leo doesn't like the slummit.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who it is, so I'm going to say, yeah, he did.
That is correct. That is correct. If you look at like the list of girls that he's nailed, there's a common theme. Yeah. They are all attractive. Yeah. Blake Lively might be the ugliest one, and I find her attractive.
She's actually in an upcoming shark horror movie.
Ah, Sharknado 6.
No. Coming from Sony, it's not going to be that good, but. Moving on.
Oh, well. Moving on here. T-Sean, you're up 2-1 here in Fact or Fudge. Is this the name of a girl who was tagged by Leonardo DiCaprio? Bar Raffaele.
Yes.
Yes.
This is talking about conspiracies.
I have no idea who she was.
You don't know who Bar Raffaele is?
No.
You don't know?
No,
you
now I do.
Still not know.
Now I know.
Do you know the horse commercial? The talking horse?
No, that's Hannah Davis. DirecTV. That's Derek Jeter's girl, yeah.
Well, I don't know who Barrafelli is then.
No, they dated for...
Remember, I didn't know who Kathleen Turner was. I got her confused with the Stakeout 2 chick.
Like Rosie O'Donnell.
Not a Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, DiCaprio actually dated her for whatever is a long amount of time for DiCaprio to
8 days.
All right, so hey, T-Sean's up 3-1. 3-1.
It's like UPS, though. You don't pay for the first day and the last day. So it's really only 6 days.
There's a reason why I brought you to Tito's Tacos today, Bar. It's her first name.
I'm going to need to let you go. It's like Jerry Maguire. I brought you here. It's a loud place. Yeah. I don't want you causing a scene.
Say something.
Joe Gordon-Levitt's over there. He'll bang you for a few weeks.
So Murph, Tony Garn. Is this the name of a broad who Leo tagged or not? Garn. G-A-R-R-N. Tony Garn.
I'll pull out on Sean.
Sean, is this the name of a broad who was tagged by Leo or not?
How do you spell Tony?
T-O-N-I.
Ooh, like Tony Kukoc.
It is. How did you put that together? Or Tony Braxton.
Or one of the Tonys.
Who's not a Yugoslavian bastard.
Funny story about Tony Braxton. I had a buddy whose parents got divorced.
No.
Never to
start. No, all right. So I had a buddy whose parents got divorced.
Well, and you have a finish this?
Yeah, his dad, I went for the comedic value.
It worked.
Just stop
it. Yeah. Okay.
So, and my buddy's dad was really heartbroken. Like, you know, his mom was a good-looking mom. And so you call Chad's house. This is when they still had answering machines, you know, with the little tapes and shit. So you call Chad's house, and it was like, "Unbreak my heart," and he had Tony Braxton. This is like a chief of police in a town outside of Milwaukee. He was like the chief of police, and he was taking it so hard. He's playing Tony Braxton, "Unbreak My Heart," and then all of a sudden, this is Paul. Leave a message.
Ooh. Wow.
No. Unbelievable, chief of police.
A man had
if you got pulled over sometime like after 1994.
It's usually one of your uncles in that story. I was waiting for that.
Right?
Like, it's usually a family member.
No, we didn't have answering machines. Come on.
I just Googled Kathleen Turner. She kind of looks like Andre the Giant.
So I'm saying.
Look at her.
Look at her from Romancing the Stone.
You know, I would get her and the girl from Top Gun confused. What's the Top Gun?
It's a Kelly McGillis.
Oh, Elizabeth Shue.
That's all right. No. That's Cocktail.
All right. Yeah. Cocktail. All right.
Yeah. God, Cruz is.
All right. Hey.
Also, Karate Kid.
So, well,
what about Murphy Brown? Can we throw her in the list?
Oh, Candace Bergen?
Yeah, she looks like Kathleen Turner.
They were often confused in their day.
Tony Garn.
No,
what about
no.
the hillbilly blonde chick?
That is incorrect, Murph. The pullout is effective.
Yeah,
you win
I've
on this one.
That.
Tony Garn, actually.
Can I have pulled out on his pullout?
No, that is. No,
that's gross.
No.
I feel like that's not written.
What about
the
female?
You can do it now, though.
What about the female Jeff Foxworthy hillbilly comedian? Remember her name was like something with a B. It was like Bo or something. She had a sitcom.
Pam Stone, the one that was in Coach?
No. It's I know who you're talking about. It'll come to me.
Ah, All right.
How do you Google her? I
don't know. Back to the game. We've got Tishon 3, Barry 2. Very heated battle of Factor Fudge here. Natalie Denning.
Once again, I have no idea.
This is Tishon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think the obvious question here would be...
Huh?
You're not even going to ask a question?
Yeah, well, then I'll pull out.
Oh, you're pulling out to Murph.
All right. I'm going to use my question. Uh-huh. Was she ever a Victoria's Secret model?
She's a model.
Okay, I'm going to say yes.
Yes. That is correct.
We always get very a question.
Very burpy. Yeah, he asked a question. You've asked a lot of questions.
Involuntarily, you ask questions at improper times.
All right, so here we go, guys. We have a great game. Tishon 3, Barry 3. Tishon.
No, it's Murph's turn now.
Oh, now it's Murph's turn.
Because I pulled out, right?
Yes. So now if Murph gets this right, the game is over then. You guys have each had four turns. Yeah. If he gets it wrong, we continue.
This is like the Browns.
He's had two wrong. I don't understand how.
No, he's had one wrong.
I don't know. He's had multiple wrong.
No, he had Blake Lively wrong, and that's it.
We were at three. All right, fine.
This has got Browns right, field goal attempt written all over it.
Here we go.
I'll fuck it up.
For the win.
I've never won this.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's your first good one, actually.
There's no way Leo. No way Leo would bang that. No way. He maybe let her blow him. That's it.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm going no.
He got her.
No way.
It continues. It continues.
I lost total respect for him.
Paris. Well, this is young Leo. This is younger Leo.
I don't care. She's like 15 years younger than him.
This is like,
how old is that girl now?
12, 30? 13 years ago.
Yeah, she's older now.
Ah, man, that's like hearing.
All right, Tishon, here you go.
I can't even. No.
There you go. Naomi Campbell.
Banged her.
He did.
Yeah.
He actually did bang her. Yeah. Like, same time period.
Yeah.
He moved on from Naomi Campbell. That might be the only black chick he's ever slept with. All right.
Does that make me the champion?
Real quick, I didn't make this up. November 28th, 2014, in the dailymail.com, Kathleen Turner, and I quote, "I don't look like I did 30 years ago. Get over it."
That's real.
Yeah.
That's why we love her. That's huge Kathleen Turner fans here at the Daily Upper Decker.
All right, here we go.
Use that saying.
It comes down to the get over it. Anthony Weiner said that when he was still a member of Congress, or like the he was a rep, right? Anthony Weiner. He was in Congress, so he gets up there and like the speaker is saying like, now coming to the podium is Anthony Weiner, and he gets up there, he's like, it's Weiner, get over it. Right away. All right, here we go. Murph, if you get this right, we go to the tiebreaker. If not, Tishon once again is the fact or fudge champion.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to throw it.
Oh. Eva Herzegova.
Oh, man. Was she a model?
She was a model.
I think you can't ask the same question.
When it comes to Leo.
Is this the name of a broad
Eva
who Leo tagged or not? Leah Herzegova.
Herzegova. Well, I'm going to go with the people's answer and say yes.
That is correct.
Was there a no?
There was one no on the list. It was Elizabeth Shue.
Oh.
But we're going to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
We're going to the tiebreaker. Leo's nailed a lot of chicks, guys.
Apparently.
That's why it's I think if all Oscar voters should look at that and just say, wow, he's so used to nailing like great chicks that he's willing to get raped by a bear twice in a movie. Like, he's going the extra mile to get the Oscar this year.
It's like the NXS song, New Sensation. That's really what he's after.
All right, guys.
Great segue.
First one to say the correct answer wins.
Pizza.
Factor Fudge. Is this the name of a broad?
Beaver Tail.
Yes.
Hold on. Who also tagged? Who is also tagged by Leonardo DiCaprio or not? Kate Winslet.
Yes.
No.
That is incorrect. The answer is no. Kate Winslet actually came out and said there was never a romantic relationship.
I didn't even know what the question
her.
Was.
You got suckered.
It was a tiebreaker. So that is
this
one
is
for
the
Barry.
Fucking dumbest game
Barry
ever.
Murphy in your final Factor Fudge of 2015. You're going over to Asia, runner-up.
This goes back. I'm going to tie it into some of the bullshit we talked about earlier about the bad refereeing and fucking bullshit of the game. I protest.
I just want you to be enjoying some dog tacos and wherever the fuck you are and think about this moment that I owned you.
I don't believe
you
own me.
Is that the tail?
Yeah. It's okay over there.
No, that's not the defense you want to lose when something that when you don't want to use that defense in Asia when something doesn't go your way.
You know what? You should interview some people over there and ask them who they think the biggest downfall is of all these people.
I'm going to bring the dud questions with me.
I'm going to say one out of every 15 has no idea who Peyton Manning is. I really do. I think Kobe is that popular.
Kobe's
because they play
too.
Basketball.
Kobe's
in Asia.
Worldwide brand. Tiger's worldwide brand.
Yeah, that is Peyton. You know, Peyton loves pizza.
We'll put a picture of me and Peyton Manning, and they have to pick which one's Peyton Manning.
That would be outstanding.
That'd be great.
They're gonna go you every time.
Rosie's gonna love.
No, that's
camera
my
girl.
Uncle Floyd. Thank you though. Thank you for playing.
Me,
right.
Floyd, or Peyton Manning is the game.
Which one is an NFL one. Quarterback? And which one has severe high blood pressure?
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.